This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
This is the 2B2 Podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
Yeah, it is. Alright, so now we gotta bring your levels back up, so I need you to talk.
Hey, wonder where old Mikey's at today, huh?
I think Mike got fired.
Where are you, Mike? Are you fired?
He's fired.
You're fired. You're fired.
Anyways, we were talking about Rogue One just a minute ago, and then we had a technical difficulty.
Yeah, it happens.
Rogue One and Solo.
Is it bad that I like the standalones more than I've liked the episodic couple of times?
I mean, that's kind of like almost the same boat that I'm in because I really dig. I keep saying Rogue One is right up there with the original trilogy.
Yeah, I really like Rogue One. The movie itself I like, maybe some of the casting, but dude, the concept, the movie, what was in it, how it was made, loved it. Solo looks pretty good too. Like I said, I guess I'll save Final Judgment till seeing the film, but it looks good enough. I'm excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just want to know how the Millennium Falcon got so daggum dirty.
Right? Well, like that meme said, like, this is your house before Big Dog moves in, your house after
Big Dog moves in, yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Chewie's the big dog.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or at least something like that, I guess. I don't know, man.
Big hairy beast.
Yeah.
He's a walking carpet. Get him out of my way. Yeah, it was a good trailer. Like I said, I was saying that I'm excited that Woody Harrelson's in the movie, but not really sure about the character in general. I guess it's because we haven't seen much of it yet, other than, hey, I'm putting together a crew.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, you know, Rogue One wasn't a heist movie. That's where we went with it, you know, but
yeah,
it wasn't. It was the original heist, the ultimate heist, whatever you want to call it.
Still, yeah, that's what I keep saying is that it's like, if you want to call it a heist movie, it's the ultimate heist because that is the one that spurred the original trilogy.
Yeah. But my original thoughts were like, well, Han Solo was a smuggler. He didn't really steal the stuff. He just hauled it. But I guess they do call him a pirate. Hey, old pirate, how you doing? You know? So if that's the case, if he was a pirate, then he did steal stuff. So maybe this is how he got his start. I mean, it is a Han Solo origin film.
Right.
So
maybe they should have dressed him like Captain Jack Sparrow or something like that.
Give him an eye patch and a parrot. A little porg for his shoulders.
Yeah, exactly. A little porg. A little eyeliner for him. A
little eyeliner.
A few rings and stuff. Maybe some gold teeth. Yeah.
See what happens if Mike's not around? We instantly go to Star Wars.
Oh, I know it.
Mike, you're supposed to keep us on track here. There's nowhere telling where this will go with
that. Michael hasn't been fired. He's in South Texas.
Wait,
for a while.
That's not what you told me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's been fired. Step into my office. Why is that? Because you're effing fired. That's why.
Your mic is still here, Mike.
Yeah. We're staring at your empty chair. And
your
it's kinda,
empty chair.
We're saying it's for Jesus, so Jesus can podcast with us.
Jesus, lead the way. No. What is it? Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good idea.
Not that wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, heck. Anyways, everybody, welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
That's a silence from Mike. I'm Steve.
Yeah, there we go.
We got to keep things in order here.
Exactly, yeah. We had to wait just 4 seconds.
Yeah, we had to give him his.
Our fallen homies there. Pour some out of our 40.
Dave, you probably get mad if we pour stuff out here.
These floors are clean, man. Yeah. Time
now you're going to have to mop. Put that Dr. Pepper up.
Yeah, we're in a different room now in the Echo Base.
Echo Base lunchroom.
Yeah, have you heard us talking beforehand saying something about levels? I can't remember if I was talking about levels on this one or not, but. We got a new microphone that Steven's using. I shall be upgrading here soon myself, so maybe we might sound a little bit professional eventually.
Well, we're going to have at least one with me sounding professional.
Right.
And then we're going to get Dave on board, and then we'll work on getting Mikey on board.
I mean, let's just be honest. We're never going to sound professional, but...
No. If we do, stop us, because that's not where we want to be.
No. Yeah.
Excuse me, battling some sort of chest crap going around.
Right.
Just can't seem to get away from it.
Yeah, they came to work the other day or just came in and they were like, the flu has come and insert. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say the name of the place where I work, but the HR actually sent out a memo that said, the flu has come to blah, 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 you know, and it's just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that, like, Texas is one of the, like, hard hit areas or whatever. I'm not really sure. I don't keep up with the news very much, but I did hear that. I don't know. I could be completely totally wrong, but, like, apparently, like, Dallas has already had, like, 30-something deaths from the flu or some crap like that. Yeah, it's
actually quite a lot. The kids came home the other day and said that 9% of their school was out with the flu. Yeah. They have to have 10%, and then they close the school.
Good grief.
So they were 1% away from them saying, okay, nobody come. We're going to cleanse the school, you know, for a week or whatever.
So were they hoping and praying to get off?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Until I told them, like, look, if they close you and send you home, you're going to have to go longer into the summer. Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't think about that. Right. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're losing those days. You just got to make them up.
Yeah. That's what's crazy, man. It's like I got this like days off for call inclement weather days. Haven't even had a chance to use one yet. Since we got the inclement weather.
Yeah.
Like, all I want to do is, like, have a good snowstorm or ice storm so that way I can stay home from work just one day.
Yeah.
But
it's supposed to be bad Saturday night into Sunday morning, they're saying, or a chance of it. So
yeah, I know. You figure on my day off. My weekend days off. So, yeah. Like, Saturday, so Sunday is, like, days off. Out, so it's so. Like, yeah, you're not going to get to take a day off from work and enjoy the cold weather.
You're right. Well, I'm thinking about it. I got to work Saturday night into Sunday morning, so I've been eyeballing, going, maybe I should put a day in right now.
Right.
Just so I can sit in front of the fireplace and go, glad thing I don't have to go anywhere tonight.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you know, I always find it a little bit funny because everybody's always like, oh, you guys down in Texas can't drive in the snow. No, we can't because we don't ever have to do it.
We don't have to. Well, snow's not that bad to drive in. It's ice, and I dare anybody to try to drive in ice. Right? I don't care if you're from Minnesota. You can't drive on ice either. Yeah. I dare you to try.
Well, I'm telling you, man, like, I'll be the first to admit, I can't drive on snow. I can't do it. Well, I can, but it's not any fun. I'd rather just stay home.
I choose
not to. Yeah. I'd rather just stay at home and curl up with a blanket and hang on the couch with the dog or something like that,
watch,
man.
Watch a movie marathon.
Yeah. Those are good days for Star Wars marathons.
Are good days for Star Wars marathon.
Yeah.
Depending that you have the food available to eat and get you through the day.
Ah, I know it. Yeah.
Need lots of popcorn.
It's just whenever you, like, ring up Pizza Hut or something like that, get delivery to come by
the house.
Let
somebody else bring it to you.
Exactly. Let them get out of the blast house.
Let somebody else drive it and bring my food. That's the way to do it.
Here's a good tip for you.
Yeah, hey, you're a pizza delivery dude making $2 an hour. Bring me my food on ice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's. Oh, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I could ever do that job. I would be like, I love pizza. I would be so freaking fat.
Well, you ordered 8. Here's 4.
Right. Okay. That one might have a piece
four
taken
and
out
a
of the
half.
Building. That's just one of those things. It's like, I wonder if you'd ever really get tired of smelling pizza. Because, like, I'm one of those people, like, I smell pizza and I get instantly hungry.
Yeah, instantly hungry. And you're like, man, I wonder what that one tastes like.
Yeah.
It's like pizza buffets are, like, the bane of my existence. Because you're like, I want one of those, 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 one of those.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that one looks like that one, but it could taste different because no two pizzas taste the same.
All right. I'm going to have to get Michael to come up one day and we'll go do a 2BT at the
pizza
buffet.
Pizza Inn, man. Yeah. We need Pizza Inn.
The Double Days was pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, Double Days are really good.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
We're talking about food and it's going to do nothing but make me hungry.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I can go on all night.
I'm fat enough as it is. I don't need any more.
Don't need any more.
Good Lord.
True that.
Oh, man. I don't know.
We get off subject even without Mike here.
I know it, right? Well, I don't think anybody really keeps us on track. I think we all just kind of like run off doing whatever in the hell we want to do most of the damn times anyway. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, he always calls himself the distractor. So I don't think that's the truth. I think it's kind of.
I think he kind of keeps his focus because he's the responsible one.
He's the responsible one. He's actually got notes. And stuff
I know,
like
right?
I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, I brought up a few things I was going to wanted to talk about. I want to talk some Dresden Files tonight.
Right.
We usually record during the afternoon or early afternoon or late afternoon or whatever. It is now nighttime, but I wanted to talk some Dresden Files. Crap. I had like a whole list of stuff that, and this is why Mike keeps notes because yeah, I don't. Cause
I forget.
A lot of times, like I tell everybody, like my best thinking comes while I'm at work. And well, that was where I'd come up with a bunch of stuff to talk about and I completely, totally forgot about it.
Well,
I was going to talk about those planets, the AMC planets.
You were telling me about that.
I was talking about that. This are on the part that, got deleted. Yeah. AMC had released a thing that said that they had, I don't know if they received like maybe like a press junket or whatever from Solo, but it had a list of the planets and kind of like gave the rundown of the planets or whatnot.
Is this a list of the planets Solo movie's going to or so far in the Star Wars
universe? That they're going to be going to in the movie or whatever. And one of them was actually Corellia. I'm pretty stoked about that one.
Yeah, I kind of figured we would start there. I kind of figured, like you said, that's a given.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that because we've heard so much about it.
Yeah.
Corellia, and, you know, that's where Han Solo is from. If I'm not mistaken, that's a big manufacturing base for the Empire, too.
Well, it's supposed to be one of the
core worlds or something like that. So.
Well, and even like not just for the Empire, but for everything. Cause
isn't the, like the Quat shipyards or Quat drive yards?
Well, that's part of the EU. So I mean, that's part of the EU, but it might be. I'm not 100% sure on that. The Quat shipyards. Yeah. Well, even like the Millennium Falcon's a Corellian YT-1300 freighter. You know, so yeah, I mean, Corellia is supposed to be a huge manufacturing planet for, you know, doing ships or whatever. Yeah. What is it? The blockade runner, not the blockade runner, but in the, Tantive IV or the Tantive IV, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a Corellian Corvette.
Yeah, actually it is. It used to be called a Corellian Corvette all the time. Yeah. So yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure somebody out there is probably going like, no, 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 and shaking their heads. So,
that's okay. If they were here shaking their heads, we'd throw something at them.
Right? I got a whole jar of change over there. That's my vacation fund, man.
Yeah.
That's one of them. I keep that, and every time I have change, I throw that in there. And so every time I go to Celebration, I take that jar and I cash it in.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually like a nice little couple hundred dollar bonus, man. Yep. That's like, oh, well, I wasn't even planning on that. So here we go. Yep. That's a nice dinner one night or whatever.
There you go.
But, Corellia, of course, was one.
Mm-hmm.
There was a few others, but one that really stands out in my mind is Centerpoint Station from the EU. Centerpoint Station is from the EU, and it's like Thrakensal Solo or something like that, which is supposed to be Han Solo's uncle or whatever. And I don't know. It's one of those just like far fetched things, and Centerpoint Station has always been there, and it's kind of like this big mystery behind it. And I want to say, what book series was that in? Oh man, I can't remember. It played a lot. It played really heavy. Oh, it's the one with Jason and Jaina Solo, and Solo turns to the dark side. Those are bad characters, man. No, those are really bad characters.
Now okay. We really got people shaking their heads.
I know. That's what's crazy. Is like I'll sit here and be like, I could sit here and say I've read a lot of the EU. And most of the times I'm just shaking my head and just going like, no, this is just ridiculous. Like, it doesn't make any sense, dude. Like, it makes me wonder sometimes that the authors ever actually, like, watched the movies.
Yeah. A couple of those books I was like, what are we, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
Like, what is it? I think there was one that was a Fate of the Jedi, I think was the book series. It was seriously like 12 or 13 books or something. And they did like, they had like four different authors and they were doing like a round robin thing to where, you know, they would each, you know.
Oh, do one, then one, one.
Yeah, one and one and one. And then just start back over from number one. And it was seriously like 2, 3, 4 books a year that were coming out. It's just, oh my goodness, man. Like it was, there was parts of it that were decent.
Mm hmm.
But I got like 4 or 5 books into it, and I really just didn't want to go anymore. But I was all, I thought, well, hell, I'm already this deep into it. I kind of got to keep
Jedi
going.
Burnout.
No, dude. Yeah, and it's basically a tale of Ben Skywalker and Luke Skywalker have been like exiled from the Jedi Order.
Oh, wow.
And so now they're out roaming the galaxy trying to find out why Jason Solo went to the dark side.
Huh.
Yeah.
Kind of like Cassius and Lysander from...
Yeah, basically.
From, what is it, Iron Gold?
Iron Gold, yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, we can't talk about
We're not going to talk Iron Gold.
Sorry, forget that. Yeah, Mike, you can delete that if you want to.
Nah, we ain't deleting
it. We ain't deleting that. Leave that in there.
You better leave it.
Don't touch it.
Or I'm going to fire you again.
A second time in the same day.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know if that's possible, but I just made it happen.
Your job back, you know what? Now you're going to pull that on us?
You're fired, Michael.
Right, again, you're fired.
Ha.
Ha. Take that.
Yeah. What do you think now, sucker?
Yeah. So, anyway, back on track. Yeah. I'm going to play Mike here. Back on track, guys. Is Kessel one of those planets?
Yes, Kessel is one of those planets.
I'm really excited about seeing Kessel and the Kessel run.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he'll do the Kessel run in this or not, because I want to say, like, the ship, I'm starting to wonder if the ship that they're in is actually the Millennium Falcon or not, because it is almost exactly like the Millennium Falcon, but I was looking even at, like, the steering controls and stuff.
It's a little different.
It's a little different. Yeah. Like, it looks like it's even actually got, like, an actual steering yoke
on it. Yeah, it's got, like, I saw it was, like, levers or something inside of it when I saw it. I was like, well, I never saw that in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, Han Solo even says that, you know, I made a lot of special modifications or whatever.
Made special modifications myself.
Yeah.
And Lando says, what have you done to my ship?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So... Well, I don't know, man. I'm stoked. I'm super excited about it. Mm-hmm. I know I've already said that the other day after the Solo trailer came out and did the little podcast thing, but yeah. I'm really, really excited about that.
Yeah, I liked it so far. Like the look of Alden Ehrenreich. I was afraid he wouldn't be able to pull off the whole Solo look, but...
That was one thing I will say. I was kind of disappointed with his voice.
He doesn't have the deep voice
for Solo. Like Harrison Ford doesn't really necessarily have a deep voice, but his is just a little bit too tenor.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit more bass to it. But I did notice that some of the looks that he was giving or whatever.
Yes. Were
some of the cadence to some of the words were very Solo-esque.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We're all fine.
Yeah.
That's a Solo line.
Oh,
That's Han Solo. Yeah. We're fine. Hey, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept waiting to hear, it's not my fault.
Yeah. Well, it'll be in the movie, hopefully, if they know what they're doing. Trust me. It's not my fault. They told me they fixed it.
They told me they fixed it was Lando.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Dude, Donald Glover looks cool as Lando, too.
Yes, he does,
He looks like a young Billy Dee, man.
Yes, he does, man. Whenever I saw the teaser to the teaser trailer, it showed him with the fur coat.
The fur coat on,
I got, like, super excited, man. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap, they nailed Lando if they miss on anything else. They've got the guy for Lando.
Oh,
yeah, that looked pretty cool, man. But so are we going to see Jabba the Hutt?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't know. I that's one of those where it's like, I hope not. And then again, I kind of want to. I do like the fact that, you know, they've said that they're going to Corellia and a few others. Because that's the one thing that I've been disappointed with the new Star Wars movies is even in, well, I take that back because Rogue One went to Yavin 4.
Yeah.
But other than Yavin, we have not seen any of the existing planets in any part of the movies yet.
I would really like to see Solo end with Tatooine in the distance.
Yeah.
And him talking to Mos Eisley base, and they tell him, you're clear for landing in platform 94.
That would be pretty cool.
Or docking bay 94.
Docking bay 94. That would be pretty cool.
And then don't land on Tatooine. Just when they come out of hyperspace, Tatooine comes up. He contact ground control.
Yeah.
Cleared to land in docking bay 94.
That would be really
end
cool.
End of Solo.
I will see it. And like, that would be awesome. But then again, also part of me goes, well, I'd rather him not like end it like way before that, just in case this is like really a really, really good story.
Yeah. And they want to make some more.
Then they'll have the opportunity to. Not saying that they will make more Solo movies. I mean, as far as I know, that's the only.
It just depends on what all they can cram into this one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's so much stuff I'd like to see. I mean, clearly we're going to get Kessel.
Yeah. And apparently we're going to get the Chewbacca and
Kessel run.
And Han Solo meeting or whatever.
We're going to get the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Possible Millennium Falcon.
But then, are we going to get him dropping his load that he's hauling for Jabba? First sign of Imperial. Ships?
I don't know. I doubt it. I don't think so. Because this one...
Boba Fett somewhere in this one? Because he's got history with Boba Fett.
That's one of the things that's going around on the internet right now. And the trailer, you know, it shows the guy, and he's got kind of like the weird helmet with like the little visor thing, and it's kind of out in the desert or whatever.
Yeah.
People are speculating that that is an early Boba Fett.
Could be.
Yeah. Because his visor does look, I mean, his visor doesn't make the entire T, but yeah. his visor is kind of slitted exactly like
yeah.
Fett's. So, like.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean,
yeah.
I did see a thing on the internet a while ago. It was a concept. It was, what do they call it? Whenever the. Not a drawing. It's actually a moving cartoon. It was for the Clone Wars, what it was. And it's one of the non-finished episodes. And it's where Boba Fett shows up and takes on Cad Bane. And Bosk is there.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know what I mean? It was one of the
yeah,
moving the, stills, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And it actually shows, they were going to show how Boba Fett got the ding in the top of his helmet.
Oh, okay.
And it was literally an Old West showdown between Cad Bane and Boba Fett.
Yeah.
The, what do they call it, where they face off and...
The draws. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Cad Bane shot him in the helmet and dinged it, and he kills Cad Bane.
Oh, okay.
But it was pretty cool. Yeah,
that's right. That was one of the episodes that never got released.
Never got released, never got finished. Yeah, so. But anyway, Filoni had put it out or something like that.
Yeah. I want to say I've seen that somewhere sometime before.
It was pretty cool. It was one of those ones. He's like, man, I wish they could go back and just finish everything that they have pieces for.
Yeah.
Just put out an impromptu season 7. End it the way Filoni wanted it to end, and just let us see what they had.
That's one of those I mean, I really liked the Clone Wars, and I dig Rebels, but I think that Clone Wars just had like a better storytelling than what Rebels did. And that's not—I'm not taking away from Rebels because I really do like Rebels, and I think that they do a really good job with Rebels. But if it's, maybe it's just because Clone Wars has had longer to develop the characters. And maybe it's even because we already were familiar with the characters because it dealt with Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Right.
But I feel closer to those characters and what I do than the characters in, in Rebels.
I really like the Clone Wars. I like the Clone Wars a lot. Rebels, I'm on board with. Good job. Cool story.
Yeah.
But I don't care about the characters in Rebels the way I cared about the characters in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And like you said, I guess it's because, you know, we already knew who Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin, Padme. And for the even that, if you're going there, even Jar Jar Binks, you know, we knew who he was.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just they've had 6 seasons develop characters plus 3 whole movies to develop them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, they had that. And like I said, like they went really, really deep and explored the Force and stuff in like the episode. And I know I've brought it up on the show before, the Mortis trilogy. And I keep meaning to go back to watch that because it was such a great.
I've got the disc out. I just haven't. Dedicated the time to watch it.
Yeah, I just got to open up Netflix and pull that up and watch
season
it on that.
3. We were talking about that.
I think it was either that or Landing at Point Rain was season 3.
Landing at Point Rain was in season 2, I believe. Steven and I just watched that like 3 weeks ago. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
We started over the seasons and started working our way forward.
Yeah, that's like the Saving Private Ryan of Star Wars.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, that whole arc is cool because there's like 3 or 4 episodes that go along with Landing at Point Rain is just the beginning. It's the second battle of Geonosis, basically.
Yeah.
This is the one where they actually wipe them out. The first one, they left stuff behind and didn't quite get them all. But this one here, I think they actually took care of business. So
yeah. It's like the Normandy invasion of...
Right. Star Wars style. Man, I still think it's just the coolest part of that whole thing is when they're pinned down, the Y-Wings come zooming in overhead. Oh, yeah. And close air support. That was just cool, man.
The injured Jedis.
And stuff. Yeah. Obi-Wan. And yeah, that was really damn neat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go. Dresden Files. You ready to get started on that?
Oh, sure, man. Okay. It was kind of funny because I guess you and I were talking the other day and you'd said that you had started the first book back up.
Yeah, I started Stormfront back up.
Yeah, yeah. And I had started up also because I was kind of thinking of something to read. I just finished up Iron Gold. Mm-hmm. And I realized, I was like, man, it's been a while since I'd gone back through Dresden Files. Yep. And that's one of those series that I've read through so many times. I think I've done the entire series 6 times. But anytime one of the new books comes out, I'll start over at book 1.
Yeah.
And make my way back through. Forward. Granted, that takes a while. So yeah, I usually start like 2-3 months before. Right.
Is there another book coming out for that?
There is another book coming out. I'm not sure. I want to say it's like 2019 for its scheduled release. I think
the deal is he writes so many different series.
Well, he's just got Dresden and he's got the, Cinder Spires.
Yeah. Okay. Cause I've seen his name in a lot of other stuff when I look it up and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, he did the Codex Alera, which is another really good series. I don't know if you've read that one. Have you?
All I've read of his is the Dresden Files.
Okay. Yeah.
Harry Dresden books.
Yeah. Well, he's got the Cinder Spires, which is the new one, and like that first book of Cinder Spires is like just dense. Like it's really dense. It's big, dude. It's thick. It wasn't my cup of tea. And so far I've really dug everything that Jim Butcher has done. Like I love the Dresden Files. It's one of my favorite series right there with,
I forgot how good it was.
Oh, yeah.
I started reading Stormfront again. I was like, man, I really like this
book. Oh, yeah. And that's what I really like about that one. Stormfront to me is the typical noir. Like the very detective, almost makes me feel like I'm watching some sort of 30s or 40s.
It makes you feel like you're watching it in black and white almost. Yeah, exactly. It's like an old Dick Tracy book or something like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And in fact,
by the way, Mike, get Stormfront, read.
Yeah, well, he's already read Stormfront.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. You should write us and ask us questions.
Right. But one thing I really liked about Stormfront is there's a part in Stormfront where he goes to, I guess it's airport in O'Hare Airport.
Oh, okay.
Where he's going to go talk to Linda Randall.
All right, so I hadn't got that far yet.
Okay, well,
it's been a long time since I read the book. Yeah. I'll remember when I get to it.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and just describe it.
And yeah, go ahead.
There's no spoilers in this because he just goes there to talk to this lady, basically.
And I've already read it.
But yeah, exactly. And if you guys haven't read it yet, then you should check out The Dresden Files.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, I really dig it because he set the scene so well that, like you said, like whenever I was actually listening to the book, because I do all audiobooks, I know I've said that 8 million times before, but I was just like to say for the listening audience.
Yeah.
But he set the scene so well that actually whenever I was listening to that part, I was actually visioning it in black and white.
but just
like pieces of the audio or just like pieces of it in color, kind of like what they did with Sin City or even like Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Even though like, you know, the girl in the red dress was pretty powerful freaking thing. But yeah, anywho, you know, says that she's like smoking a cigarette and, you know, that would be like one thing that was like in color and then like the lips of hers like in color. But that's, to me, that's what I got whenever I was listening to that. And it's just,
that's pretty cool.
So awesome. Oh man. Yeah. It's, I really dig that one. I always tell everybody it's a little bit slow.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it moves at a good pace for me, I guess, just because I like the story.
Yeah.
It doesn't move as fast as some of the other ones, but it is a detective book.
Yeah.
Through and through, a detective novel.
Which
every page leaves you hanging, like, what's he gonna, you know? It's like whenever I just finished the part where he trapped the fairy.
Oh, okay.
Promised him pizza, and you're like, oh, what's the fairy gonna tell him? And then he comes back and he tells him. He's walking back to his car and Morgan shows up with the great big sword, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
And you just got to keep reading and reading and reading because you just don't want to stop. And my problem is when I'm reading at work, I have to stop sometimes.
Yeah. And that's what gets me is like, you know, and spoiler alert for anybody, you know, through this series, you're trained to hate Morgan. Like Morgan's just a big jerk.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get the one book where
he becomes like the savior or something.
Almost, yeah. Right? You're just like, oh man, Morgan's freaking awesome. Like,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The doom of Damocles or something like that. Yeah. I didn't know if I was pronouncing that right in my head when I'm reading it. That's why I was kind of fumbling around it.
Well, that's what the audiobook calls it, is Doom of Damocles. So
Sounds familiar. What is the Doom of Damocles? Any insight into that? Because I have no idea. Other than it sounds familiar.
I don't know that. That's one of the, that's one of the things that I don't know.
That's a question you as our listening audience can correct us on, and we won't make fun of you about it.
I'm pretty sure it's, you know, from like older times.
Yeah. I predicted like some Greek guy with a huge sword called Damocles.
Well,
like if you screw up, he comes down and cuts your head off or something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that there's not a Greek god named Damocles. I'm not familiar with that one.
That's kind of like
my specialty almost is like, y'all know, I dig mythology. I love mythology. That's, you know, one of my things. I really, really like it, but I'm not familiar with Damocles. You know, now if it was like Athena or somebody like that, I could kind of give you.
It's got to be something though. Yeah. Something from back yonder.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that it is. Well, anyways, for those of you who haven't read Dresden Files, if you haven't noticed yet, it is basically a noir series. Like I said, the first book is very, very, very like 30s, 40s, like the Maltese Falcon type thing or whatever. Really, really just great detective story. As it kind of progresses, you still have the detective side in it, but it's not as much as, say, the first two books are. Like, the first two books are really, really hardcore noir. Yeah. But the gist of the series is you have Harry Dresden. He is a wizard of the White Council.
Yeah.
Well, I almost like went super Texan with council.
Council? I'm part of the council here, boy. So.
Yeah, but anyways,
my hat
he's a professional wizard of the White Council. Not a lot of people know who the White Council is. In fact, nobody knows because they keep it secret. But anyways, it's an organization of wizards.
He's the only openly practicing wizard and advertises in the phone book.
Yeah. Look for him. What does he say? Harry Dresden, look for me under wizards or the yellow pages. Or
the yellow pages.
It's pretty clever. That's, you know, I dig it a lot. But anyways.
And I don't do parties.
Yeah. No love potions.
No parties. Yeah.
Anyways, he's a practicing wizard. He's a private investigator at the same time. So that's how everything turns up to be like detective type stuff. But all of his cases wind up being paranormal and
if you like vampires, ghouls, goblins, anything paranormal,
fairies, that's
detective stories, fairies, all that good crap. Harry Dresden and the Dresden Files are for you. It is on. What is it? We should call this our 2BT Book of the Month Book Club.
Yeah, there we
reader
go.
Reader edition
or book thing. Series of the month.
Book series of the month. You should get the Dresden Files and read along with us because I'm thinking I'm probably going to work my way through the whole series.
I know I am. That was the whole purpose of me starting Stormfront the other day.
And you can ask us questions, make fun of us, whatever, all you want to on Facebook.
Say you're stupid. Email. You're not getting the gist of the story.
Yeah. Well, Damocles isn't from that. It's from whatever. We need to know. So.
Yeah.
Help us.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, I'm at the part now where the Morgan's here and Monica Sells or whatever her name is, has hired him to look for a husband. But see, I don't really remember much. I know he was part of some sort of cult or something and they coincide with the other case he's working for Detective Murphy.
Yeah.
They're kind of the culprits of such, but I don't really remember much about the series. Like I said, it's been so long.
Yeah.
Can't wait to finish the book and then get started again. But one of my favorite parts of the whole series was the whole find out that Santa Claus is part of the Wild Hunt and he's a fairy himself and all that other cool stuff. Yeah. So I actually talked to him last night about it. Nobody has the stones to like trap
St.
Nick because St. Nick's this powerful fairy and
that's
paranormal being.
That's one of the things that I really liked about it was, and I won't give it away because to me that's a spoiler that shouldn't be given away, but Santa Claus's alter ego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. The Wild Hunt or I don't remember much about it.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you after we get done recording.
I just say, Mike, cut this out.
Yeah. Well, I'll just pause it real fast. Look at this. Pause.
Well, it's like we never went anywhere, but now I know and you don't. Exactly. You got to read the books.
Yeah.
God, Jim Butcher needs to send us like some royalties or something for plugging him so hard.
That or Pierce Brown, one of the two.
Just send us free copies of your books, guys.
How about just an autograph copy of a book?
I'll take an autograph. No, we need three. Don't we get one for yourself and not one for me and Mike?
Well, I've already got one, so technically.
Mike, we need to stand up for ourselves here.
We can go in the 2BT Hall of Fame.
There you go. We'll just add it. We'll call it, instead of the Echo Base Museum, we'll just go to the Echo Base /TBT Hall of Fame.
There we go.
Yeah, Pierce Brown. You guys, autograph.
Maybe
copy. That's
what we should call it. Instead of the book of the month, we'll have the 2BT Hall of Fame. And so far, we have Pierce Brown and his Red Rising series. Yep. And then we have
Jim Butcher,
Dresden Files.
He's February. Pierce Brown will be January.
Yeah.
Cool. So we got till March to find something else.
Yeah, there we go.
Right, cool.
I've already got one for March.
Maybe we should let Mike pick March since we did January and February.
Mike's fired, so he doesn't get a pick.
Yeah, he
right
doesn't
now.
Get a pick. He's fired until he comes back and sits in this chair over here.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. My phone's keeping your chair warm there, Mike.
Yeah. But, man, the amount of characters and how vastly different they are, it makes me wonder if Butcher actually bases the characters off of people that he actually knows in his real life.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because he goes really in depth, like Detective Murphy.
Yeah.
I mean, he describes her to a T, her nose, her hair, her ears, her eyes, her legs.
Yeah.
You know,
And then my favorite, Michael.
Carmichael?
No, Michael. His, The Fist of God.
I haven't met him in this book yet.
Well, no, you won't meet him in that book. He comes in book 3.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. See, Grave Peril or whatever. Yeah. 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 He's the Knight of the Sword. The Knight of the Cross.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, now I remember where we're going now. Yeah.
Oh, and see, that's some of my favorite parts, man, is whenever he runs into those guys. And there's
I like the dog. The monastery dog, what they call it.
Yeah. Mouse?
Mouse, yeah.
Yeah, the food dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge thing.
Yeah. That's another series that kind of like, that led me one series. Well, of course, I went through Dresden Files, and I like this series. It's not as good as Dresden Files is, but there's another series I really dig that's got a great dog character in it. If you like the dog, and it's the Iron Druid, and he has a Irish Wolfhound.
Cool!
That is absolutely freaking awesome and hilarious.
Yeah,
if you like Dresden Files, you probably dig
Iron Druid.
I don't think his writing style is as good as, say, like Butcher or Brown,
mm-hmm.
but they're still really good, pretty compelling stories or whatever.
Yeah.
I
have to check that out too.
Yeah. But okay, back to Dresden and talking Stormfront.
Yeah.
So
how far along are you in your reread?
I didn't get to listen to it to any today. I got super busy at work. I'm part of the union there at work, and I'm a shop steward, so I had a busy day. I can't talk about what it was, but just let it know it was a headache. And I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. Susan Rodriguez just showed up at his apartment, and the demon had just knocked on the front door.
Okay, so you're not too far ahead of me. He just got in his car and started his car and was driving home from meeting the fairy and Morgan.
Okay, so you still got to go through Bianca and all
that. Yeah, I still got to go through Bianca and everything, but the date with Susan is on the horizon.
Yeah.
It's for Saturday night, so it's Thursday in my book.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'd done a little comparison at one point in time because I guess this shows how deep into the fandom I am, and Mike's buddy Jay is going to absolutely hate this episode because it's all going to come back to Star Wars.
Everything
comes back to Star Wars with me. That's just how it goes. But
that's okay.
Yeah, right. I'm totally fine with that. But I've taken the characters from Dresden and kind of started like comparing them to characters from Star Wars.
Okay. So let me see if I can figure them out for you.
All right.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
All right.
Harry Dresden is Solo.
Yes.
Michael is Luke Skywalker.
Well,
the innocent, but yet still hero.
Yeah. And no, I'd kind of pick Karen Murphy for Skywalker, but that's also like one of those tough ones because.
Yeah.
She would also make a great Leia because she's all about law.
Yeah,
she's also
that's
strong.
Where I would have put Leia at was
never
her.
Damsel in distress type thing.
Let's see here. Who is your Chewie? The dog. Mouse is Chewie.
Well, yeah, Mouse is Chewie.
I would say Susan Rodriguez is maybe Lando Calrissian. Only thing is Lando and Han don't have an affair in the book.
Yeah, true. So,
I mean, in the movies. But,
yeah.
She is kind of the scoundrel almost. Not necessarily scoundrel, but I mean, she's a reporter always trying to get information. I don't know.
Yeah.
So fill me in. I guess I'm striking out on all this.
Well, no. I mean, I never really kind of put Susan Rodriguez in there. I'd used other characters like Ebenezer, his mentor slash father figure, okay. I guess. Is,
yeah.
I'd kind of.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. I'd thrown him as Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'd taken Molly, who you meet, of course, in the later books, winds up becoming Harry's apprentice. Spoiler alert, sorry about that. Molly, I'd taken her and put her in the role of Anakin Skywalker. Now, granted, this is like with Anakin pre-Darth Vader Anakin.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, Anakin, the apprentice Anakin, almost. Because she does kind of have that headstrong, like...
Yeah.
Being held back at times or whatever. Always wanting to go on the mission.
Yeah, always wanting to go on a mission.
Yeah.
Action.
Yeah. But that's really the few that I've done because those are basically like the real main players.
Yeah, I got one.
What's
Mac
that?
Is Rur. Rur.
Rur.
Rur. Rur. Cantina.
Yeah.
Mac.
Huh. Yeah. We don't serve their kind here. You're droids. They got to leave.
Yeah. You need to check out that From a Certain Point of View book. Like,
yeah,
like
it's on my list.
It's got some really groaner stories in there, I will say. Some of them are really bad.
Just off topic, does it seem like Amazon Kindle books are getting more expensive?
I don't know. I don't do Amazon Kindle.
Used to, you could buy them for like $3.99, $4.99. Yeah. But all of them now are $9.99 to $16.99.
Really?
For a digital copy of a book.
So almost the same price
as a paperback.
It's exactly
the same price as the paperbacks. Yeah. So what's the point of buying the digital copy when I can have one in my hand?
Yeah. See, that always aggravates the hell out of me because, like, I know this is off topic. We totally just got sidetracked, but.
Sorry, that was me.
No, that's totally fine because I completely, totally agree with you because,
I've been meaning to bring that up for a while.
Because get this, man. Like, whenever you buy a movie, you buy it at the stores like $24.99 for the Blu-ray or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you buy it online, or it's a lot of times it's still $19.99 at the store. And then you buy it online, the digital version of it, and it's still $19.99.
Yeah. They're making off like bandits.
Oh yeah, dude. It drives
they don't
me at
have
the
to
wall.
Do anything.
Yeah, it drives me at the wall. But then again, like I do enjoy really, really, really do enjoy having the digital copy because I'm too lazy.
Certain places, if you buy the hard copy, you get the digital copy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So if I'm just buying the digital copy, why am I still paying full price?
No, I agree with you.
Because if I buy the hard copy, you're just going to give me the digital copy.
Yeah.
So like if I go to the store and spend $10 on a book, I'm getting something that's been manufactured, shipped, and displayed. And then sold to me.
Yeah.
That I can hold in my hand.
Had to kill a tree for it also.
Right.
Had to
and then all the manufacturing that goes into it, to where if I buy a digital copy, none of that, you bypass all of that, but I'm still paying the same price. No. I'm sorry.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
No, it's like digital music's cheaper.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I can pay 99 cents for a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I don't even do the 99 cents for a song. I do the whole Apple Music thing.
Yeah, I need
10
to get
bucks.
Into that.
Dude, that's like awesome because you can sit there and be like, oh man, I haven't heard that song in forever. Instead of having to go pay 99 cents for it, you just go download it. Yeah. Or just go download the whole entire album.
You know what I did that with?
What was that?
Molly Hatchet Surfing. What is it? Something Disaster?
Disaster. Yeah, Flirting. What is
Flirting
it?
With Disaster or something like that. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I gotta listen to that. 99 cents? I'm in.
I never have been a huge Molly Hatchet.
I'm not either, but I just like the way his voice sounds weird on the whole song.
Flirting with disaster.
Flirting with disaster.
Those good times.
Yeah. And then some old Iron Maiden songs.
Yeah. That's another thing, man. Like Iron Maiden, I always like dug like a few songs, but they were really, really hit or miss with me. Mm-hmm. Like
extremely.
Run to the hills.
Yeah.
I work with a dude that is like hardcore Iron Maiden.
Some of their stuff is really good. And some of them are just like, ooh, I can't take that.
Yeah. I work with a dude that's like hardcore Iron Maiden fan. Like he wears a different Iron Maiden shirt every day. Like almost every day. It's almost like how I mean, I can't talk bad about it. I'm just saying that's what he does. I'm not talking.
Right.
I'm not talking crap
your boat, man.
Because like I do the same thing with Star Wars.
Yeah,
shirts.
Same here. So whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, man. It's just like wow. I'm a super fan of Star Wars, but I've never seen that with music before.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I've seen a couple people, but it wasn't just insert your favorite band kind of thing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, I've seen people wear, like, say, a different band t-shirt every day.
Like, there's got to be a lot of people who like Iron Maiden, though, because they have their own 747.
That is true.
That is, like, the epitome of, like, all right, you're pretty cool. I may not even like you, but if you have your own 747 with your name on it,
something right, yeah.
You're pretty cool in my book.
Yeah, but what is it? Like Bruce Dickinson, he's like a rocket scientist and like a freaking like.
Yeah, the dude's like.
He like a pilot. And
yeah, he's the one that flies the damn airplane.
Yeah, I know it, dude. That's what's crazy. Like,
it's like, wow.
I guess.
Pretty are hardcore. Yeah, and
like, that's what I always tell everybody, like, you know, if I ever like had like a ton of money, I wouldn't go buy like badass sports cars. I'd go buy a tank.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then I'd run over all those badass sports cars.
And then he's got a tank, though. That's what's awesome about it. It's like,
actually, if I'm not mistaken, he has a whole building full of tanks.
Yeah, he's got like a whole like armored museum.
Yeah, he has like a whole, he's like hardcore to World War II history or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's what's crazy is, you know, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
He's a huge collector of Alamo memorabilia. And in fact, he had like the largest collection of Alamo memorabilia. Yep. Privately owned, and he just recently all donated it to the state of Texas like a few years ago. I was like, what the hell? Like, I want to say he even had Santa Ana's wooden leg, because Santa Ana had a peg leg, by the way. That's what it likes. Like,
I mean, well, that's just one of those things, man.
Yeah,
I got a Hobdot.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's Santa Ana's peg leg.
Yeah, you know,
like, oh, look here, it still smells like sweat.
Right,
I must have that. Oh man.
Still got some poop on it. Where he stepped in horse dung.
I don't know. I made him sound like Crocodile Hunter.
That's okay. Dude, Crocodile Dundee 2. Have you seen the previews for that?
I have not seen the previews for it, but it's got Danny McBride in it. So and,
Liam Neeson is Wally Jr. The old man that run the Outback Tour Company or whatever.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know Liam Neeson was in it. I hadn't seen the previews. I just saw it.
Dude, if you watch him, like, every major actor out of Australia is in that movie. Like,
oh, really?
Chris
Hemsworth?
Chris Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
What's the guy? Played... what's his name? Wolverine.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's in it. God dang, I'm about to look it up and show it to you. Everybody's in it. Like, everybody from Austria is in this movie.
That's awesome.
It's actually pretty cool.
Peter Jackson, is he Australian or is he
Big Australian. Peter Jackson's New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
There's another big Australian actor other than Hugh Jackman. And he's like the ultimate bad guy in there.
Is Mel Gibson?
No, not Mel Gibson. Yeah. He was kind of Hugh Jackman-esque type of actor.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Oh, God bless. Who is it? Not George Clooney, but along
the same Hemsworth brothers.
Hemsworth brothers.
Danny McBride. He's not Australian. Like, I just kind of, like.
I love that dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Like, he hasn't really, like, I won't say that he's done a show that I haven't liked yet, but he's close to having not done a show that I haven't liked yet.
Right.
Like, I haven't really watched much of Principles. What I did watch of it, I really enjoyed. I loved Southbound and Down.
Oh, dude, that movie's great.
Dude, the show was freaking awesome.
He is obsessed with those daggum water skis.
Oh, yeah, the jet skis.
Jet skis, yeah. He's a cool jet ski, man. I'm going to look up who's in this movie right quick.
Have you ever seen Pineapple Express?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, he's in Pineapple. I actually watched that one not too long ago, man. I hadn't seen it in forever. And I usually like to... sit around on like Saturday or Sunday nights, watch a movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was my like Sunday night viewing one night. So I was like, why not? Pineapple Express.
Yeah, that's a great funny movie too.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I'm looking this up. Just give me a second.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to jump back on.
Go ahead, jump back on Dresden Files. I'll just tell you who's in this Dresden thing.
Yeah, okay, so of course, Stormfront, we kind of touched base on that. And I don't know if I ever finished up giving you guys, like, the exact gist of it. And like we said, like, all the cases are supernatural. So like Steven said a minute ago, like, you know, lots of, vampires, lots of demons, lots of ghouls, fairies, man. And that's one of the things. Book 4, if you really, really, really enjoy fairies, book 4 is going to be up your road. Because that's the, what is that, Summer Night, I think is the name of the book.
Yeah.
And it's basically like this giant battle happens in the clouds against fairies. And
that's
it's
in just, the Never Never or whatever, right?
Well, no, it was like a land between the Never Never. Mm. The Never Never is the land of fairy, the whatever, like, I won't say Tir-na-Nog.
Or whatever they call it, yeah.
Yeah, I won't say Tir-na-Nog, but close to Tir-na-Nog. Tir-na-Nog is supposed to be like the place where, you know, like, Bridget and Mananon MacLear and all like that reign, the, Celtic.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. That's the guy that we couldn't remember.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
We had to take a pause.
Oh, Russell Crowe. Hugh Jackman's the one we could remember.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe was the guy.
They're both basically the same guy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both Australians.
Fighting around the world.
Yeah, that's right. But there's a lot of other famous people, like Australian people that are in there.
Yeah. I didn't know Isla Fisher was Australian. She might not be Australian, but dude, that's like one of those like females for me. That's
Margot
like,
Robbie's in it. But yeah, you should... To our audience, if you have not read Dresden Files, you need to get it and read it. I haven't read it in so long, it's hard for me to actually remember a lot of it.
Well, anyways, that's going to wrap us up because we're getting some interference on this again. So I'm going to call it. We're at almost an hour. Sorry, guys, it's a short episode.
We did our best with that mic.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm David.
I'm Mike. I'm Steve.
Yeah. 2BT.
Sign up. Later.
Motor rum. I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Like the.
Yeah. It's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real. Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one Dave.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun. I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feats are better than your feats.
Man. You're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go.
Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Okay.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. <big guy. laughs> Now, how dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
This, by the way, spoilers.
Hey. I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a touch of what tough is. And
Go home. Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Well, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba,
the heebie-jeebies.
Face down in a gut, I don't want to admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all. Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, and Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda, Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try. Well,
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine. Betray you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. Go.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic.
Boom. Nerdy Legion.
NerdyLegion.com.
So screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas, baby. So screw you. USA and the other states, they're okay. Texas is the place I want to be, and I don't care if I ever go to Delaware anyway. Cause we got Stubbs and Greenhall and Antone's and John T's Country Store. We got Willie and Jackie, Jack, Robert, Earl, Pat, Corey, Charlie, man, so many more. So screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Sing it with me. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Gotten a bad reputation because of what happened in Dallas and Waco. And our corporations, they are corrupt, and our politicians are swindlers and loco. But when it comes to music, my friend, I believe these words are as true as St. John the Revelator's. Our Mr. Vaughn was the best that there ever was, and no band was cooler than the 13th floor elevators. So screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. We're from Texas. Screw you. We're from Texas. Screw you.